Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we roll into hour number one of the program, we go right to the phones and to the fun, the amplifier line, where Jason is in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's up?
About a week or so ago, you guys had somebody on the air from Pennsylvania who called in about a speeding ticket. He was going extremely fast in a, I think a 25-mile-an-hour zone across a bridge.
Okay.
He was talking about how to go about at least fighting the ticket, or I guess he had some friends on the force or something along those lines. But it just made me think, he mentioned something that made me think about something that I've always done. My uncle was a cop here in this region of Pennsylvania and is now a district justice, so I won't say where we are in Pennsylvania, but he's advised me that anytime you get a speeding ticket, always, always, always fight the ticket. And on your ticket, there's always a place where the police officer has to put their name. And typically, I don't know in all states, but most of the time there's a phone number for the local station. He said usually about a day or two ahead of time, or if you don't want to call, just meet the officer a little bit early at the hearing. And 90% of the time, if you ask the officer to plea down, they'll plea it down to a no points violation, like 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. You pay a small little fine, you don't get any points, your insurance doesn't go up, and as long as you're nice to the officer, which most of us don't like to do, but if it's going to get you where you got to go.
Speak for yourself. If there's a butt out there to kiss, I'll kiss it. I love that butt kissing.
Not only can you get it reduced, and you almost always do, there's also a good chance that the cops just don't show up. I've gotten out of two tickets because I went to court, and the cops just didn't show up for the court trial, so I got off of both of them.
That's the other possibility. So, just putting that out there for anybody who's in a situation where they want to reduce their fine or not get points or whatever in other states. I don't know how it works, but
and most people they think about the cost of the ticket as being the cost of the fine, and it's not. It's the cost of your insurance, which is what the real cost of a ticket is. So, you might as well take it to court, because at the very least, you can still get the fine for the points and then take the class afterwards. So it's best to try to avoid those points any way you can.
One other thing I'd like to tell people, and I've been doing it for probably 5 years now, anytime I see a police officer who is either driving in excess of the speed limit, which actually just happened to me 5 minutes ago on my way home from work, and it made me think to call you guys, or you see a police officer turn without a signal or just do something that they would normally write you up a ticket for, call their local dispatch and report them. Because
what's that going to do?
Well, if enough people report a particular officer, it's actually happened around here. There was an officer who was just blatantly reckless, and he got enough people that complained about his driving habits that he was removed from the force. So, who watches the watchers, or how's that go?
It's all our job to watch them.
That's a good point. Normally, I would shy away from snitching on anyone. It's hard for me to even imagine snitching on the cops. But I guess I could probably get over my my compunctions there. Thanks for the call, Jason. We appreciate it. And that sort of ties into what Gene, the Christian anarchist, was talking about last night. He was sort of sharing some of his success stories, having challenged a number of his tickets as well. If you don't challenge it, you're guaranteed to lose, right?
Right. That's what happened with me and the ticket in Massachusetts. I got half price and no points. So
what a deal!
You can't beat that.
Yeah. Still,
same thing happened with me in Massachusetts. They actually reduced it by 75%, no points at all. So
I guess you are paying for it a little bit in that you are spending your time to go and challenge the ticket. But if it's a big enough ticket, I suppose it's worth it then, right?
And the points, so like Mark said, the points really add up on insurance.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Norway and talk to Srode. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hey. What's on your mind tonight, Srode?
I wanted to talk a little about welfare.
Okay.
I see it from my point of view in Norway. We have a lot of non-libertarian movements. Here in Norway, we have it a state church. We have taxes that are higher than in the States. And all of those things I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to welfare, I have a little problem with your views.
Okay.
For me, as I see people in Norway, we have a good hospital system where people that are really sick get the help they need. How would you solve that in a libertarian way?
Well, it's a good question, and a question a lot of people have. Basically, we would essentially turn it over to the people that used to take care of these issues, and that is mutual aid societies, private charities, groups of individuals who get together on a voluntary basis to assist the poor people and those who are in need of those sorts of treatments. In many cases, here in this country today, hospitals have charity wings, what they call them, where when you go to the hospital, if you're a paying customer, you're asked to voluntarily contribute some amount of money to the charity wing. And again, that money goes into the charity wing, which is it exists to do that very thing, take care of those who can't afford to take care of themselves in that particular case.
And Srode, now you have sort of people are allowed to own property in Norway, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who takes better care of their house, a person who owns it or a person who rents it?
The one that owns it.
Generally the one that owns it. Not always, but, you know, 99% of the time. Now, when you've got a person in charge of who's not in charge of their own health care, they've got the state in charge of their health care, the state takes care of them, they're kind of like a renter because they're not responsible for any damage that they do to themselves. So they can smoke, and they can eat a bunch of pork fat, and they can do whatever they want, and the state's going to take care of their health care. But if you make a person responsible for their own health care, like a homeowner is, if the water heater breaks, you've got to fix it because you're the homeowner. So if you make them responsible for it, they're more likely to take care of themselves, and I think that it promotes good health.
My only problem is this. If we don't have taxes collecting money for welfare,
mm-hmm.
would then people that actually needs welfare, all of them, get the assistance they need? I don't think so, unfortunately.
Well, there's only so many. I mean, now, are you talking about health care or are you talking about welfare in general, just people who are...
Yeah, both things. Because,
okay. Well, there are a lot of people on welfare today that arguably shouldn't be on it at all. Because
I would say most of them.
I agree.
Right. What we have today is a government bureaucracy that essentially doles out money to those who jump through the right hoops, that fill out the correct paperwork and that sort of thing.
And a lot of them stay on welfare for generations. I don't know what it's like in Norway, but here,
right.
You know, there's people who are on welfare that were born to people who are on welfare that were born to people who are on welfare.
So what you'd see happen in a transition to a more free market-based system of helping people who are in need of help is you would see them, they'd have to get off the government dole, and if they really did need help, then they'd have to go to a variety of different charitable organizations that would be available in their area. Say, it's just a guess, but I'm sure a good number of them would be run by churches. So, you know, they'd have to go there, and they'd have to apply for help at that particular church, and then they would have to expect to be checked out, because in the government world, there's no interest for the bureaucrats to check people out. They just, you know, the bureaucrats just get to cut checks to people. They don't have any incentive to make sure that these individuals are, you know, telling the truth about actually being sick or telling the truth about having trouble getting a job and all of the, you know, all of their hardship stories. These individuals would be checked out by a private charity. They would be verified. Their claims would be verified. And the private charity would continue to check up on them on a monthly basis to make sure that they're actually doing the things they're claiming to do. It would be a much better system. And thank you for the call, Strode. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, then again, there's also the whole side issue of bureaucracy just not spending that money efficiently.
And I've got
as
a story
well.
When we come back.
All right, a welfare story?
Yes.
Okay, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. We've got a wiki. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you, and it's completely free. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, put on by the Free State Project, it's happening in a matter of weeks, June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Not to mention, meet Free Talk Live, and Toby's going to be there as well, doing his show, which is Free Minds TV. There's going to be a lot of media occurrences there, and it's going to be a good time.
It'll be fun.
Porkfest.com to get registered. It's not too late. That's PORCFEST.com. In fact, if you just show up, you can do that. But the reason they want people to register is because they've got like barbecues and things like that that are going to be going on, and so they'd like to get an idea as to who's going to be participating in those sorts of things. So, Porkfest.com. We just got off the phone with Schrode in Sweden a few moments ago. And Schrode sounds like he's sort of getting, you know, the whole liberty thing on a number of issues, but he's really concerned about welfare. He's, and, you know, for good reason. People are rightfully so concerned about what's going to happen to the poor in the absence of all these government welfare programs, whether it be Medicare or Medicaid or whatever, or whether it be just simply a welfare check being cut to someone. They're concerned that in the absence of government, people will slip through the proverbial cracks.
Right. Nobody wants to see poor people dying in the street because we've gotten rid of welfare. Nobody on this side of the aisle or any side, I don't want to see that, and I don't expect to see it.
Right.
For one, I don't know about Norway. Or was it Norway?
Norway.
Norway.
I said Sweden, I meant Norway.
Okay. I don't know about Norway, but I do know that in America, we are extraordinarily generous. We are the most generous country on the face of the earth, and the most generous country that's ever existed. We take care of people. We do not let people suffer. But and one of the that's one of the reasons that we have welfare is that, you know, these Western countries are concerned about people doing poorly. But when you put it in the hands of bureaucrats and people who aren't motivated to do things, you know, to do things efficiently to make sure that the right people are getting the money, then you get people who scam the system.
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave it in place for a long time, those people get in and scam the system to the point that they're the only ones that are in the system, practically. I'm sure when welfare came around here in the United States, it was like 1963 or something like that with LBJ. I'm sure that a lot of poor people were helped at that time. But after, you know, since the system's been around and people have figured out how to get the money out of it, how to continue getting it and not work and that kind of thing, it's gotten worse. For instance, everybody knows that I was in prison for 9 years. One of the guys that I happened to be in prison with, every once in a while I was still living down in Florida, I'd run across one of these guys.
Okay.
And I think to just about, unless I went seeking to be with some, you know, to go, you know, hang out with somebody for an evening or whatever, it was always some black guy, you know, that I'd known in prison. I guess it's probably because I knew 90% black guys in prison.
Right.
But, in this particular case, this guy's name was, I think it was Reggie, and I saw him at the movie theater on the way in, and I'm like, so what are you doing? How's it going? How long you been out? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, so what are you doing for work? And he said, work? I don't work.
Work's for suckers.
That's the way he saw it. And he was going to his car, and his car was a Cadillac, a new Cadillac.
Wow.
Reggie sold drugs. And then when I talked to him a little while longer and, you know, found out what was going on, he sold drugs and then lived with this girl that had a couple of kids by a few different guys, right? And she got welfare. She took care of all the bills at home, and he paid for whatever else, you know, his extravagant lifestyle, his golden jewelry and his Cadillac. And
living the,
you know,
drug dealer life.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So, he essentially lived, he was on welfare. Reggie was, because in the real world, if that girl wasn't getting welfare for having kids and all that other stuff, then she'd have to find some guy that would support her.
Right.
And she's not going to be giving it up nearly as quickly to that guy. She's not going to be having sex with that guy nearly as quickly if he's not going to be supporting her and he's not making a commitment and not getting married. Welfare promotes promiscuity. It promotes, you know, the destruction of the family.
Sure, they pay you by the kid.
They do. And it doesn't matter who the father's from. None of this stuff matters. So
right.
Welfare's destroyed families in America.
Just think about how that situation would be different were she getting money from a private charity. She would have to go and apply to the charity and tell the charity, you know, what her hardships are, why it is that she can't go to work.
Right.
She maybe has some cripple condition of some sort, something that's going to prevent her from getting the average job. And presuming that the church understands her situation, or that the charity understands her situation and sees that she's not lying to them, they would put her on the program. And I guess it would probably vary from charity to charity how often that individual would be checked up upon by a volunteer, because a lot of these charities would be run by volunteers because, as you said, Mark, people care.
Mm-hmm.
Americans actually care about their fellow man, and so
absolutely they care.
They're interested.
And if you're not taking if you're not taking all their money away and giving it mostly 70% of it to middle class bureaucrats, then they'll have more money. So that they don't have to work as much, so that they can spend more time being charitable, which
right.
they do.
And not only that, but the private charities are going to make sure that that person's in a better spot, so they won't be needing to be on charity every month. They're going to go out there and probably help them find a job or some job training, because
right.
I mean, coming right from the churches in the Bible, give a man a fish, he eats for a day; teach a man to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. I
exactly
mean,
right.
It's as simple
are you
as that.
That's in the Bible.
I don't know. I learned it in church.
It sounds
I know
biblical,
that.
But I don't think it is. Well, it's a great saying. I don't think it's biblical.
It was a really? Church that taught it
to
me.
I thought it was in the
Bible. I learned
that
in Sunday school.
I learned lots of things in Sunday school. That doesn't make them biblical. I don't.
Makes me think it's biblical.
Right, I don't think so.
Well, nonetheless, the worker, I guess you could call them a social worker. I don't know if that's the appropriate term, but the volunteer would come out. They'd visit the woman, and they'd follow up with her. They'd see, all right, well, you know, who did you apply? What jobs did you apply for this week? Or depending on whatever it was she needed the help with. And then she'd have to show this person that she had indeed been doing what she had told them the week before that she was going to do. And if she didn't do what she'd claimed she was going to do, then they would have just cause at that point to say, well, you know, we'll give you one last chance this week, but you really need to go out there and get to applying for jobs.
This
and
really,
if she still doesn't do it, then she's done.
This really happened with a renter of mine. I had a renter whose husband and her broke up or whatever, and so she had to pay the rent on her own, and she went to a church that was around the corner, literally from her house, my house, or mm-hmm. the house, and she managed to get her rent paid for a couple of months. She then moved on. I don't think the church was going to intended to pay for her rent for very long, but her lease ran out, and so she went back to her mom's house or something like that. But the church contacted me. They wanted to know how much the rent was.
So she wasn't lying.
Right. Correct. I don't know why they contacted me, but they certainly verified some things.
That's what I would do. If I were that volunteer who was following that person, I would call up the job she claimed to apply to.
I've had a lot of renters on assistance from the government. None of them have ever contacted me and asked me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They never check.
Right.
They don't
care.
Have to. Who cares?
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Most people in any normal circumstances care about others, but for some reason when they become bureaucrats, they all of a sudden become cold-hearted. A lot of them do. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net 7 Network Security Switch from Net 7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net 7 Security Switch from Net 7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the updates. You just get signed up and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates. freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. All right. So, welfare. Government welfare's got to go. It's got to be replaced by private charity. It'll be more efficient. It'll be run by people who actually care about other people. Because when somebody tells you that they think the government has to handle welfare, I think sort of the underlying suggestion there is that, well, the average person just doesn't care about other people, but government bureaucrats, they do. I mean, because what would you not want to put helping others into the hands of regular charitable organizations? What other reason would you have to not do that?
Well, I could
you believe the government is more efficient?
That I could
the government
defend that. I mean, that there's just so much poverty around that we need somebody who handles these things full time. Somebody who's professional, who knows who needs things and knows who doesn't. I mean, I can understand. I can see where the social scientist comes in and thinks that, you know, that welfare is a good idea. But we've got welfare. All you have to do is look at it and see what a disaster it is. Now,
yeah.
I can see that I can see being scared of the world without welfare, like, oh, no,
the safety net
everybody's going to die. You know, the poor people be nothing but ketchup soup.
Right. Well, that mentality.
I can see that. But we have had a world without welfare here in America, and
right.
we had it for a long time prior to 1963. Basically, the churches and other charitable organizations, the women's auxiliaries, you know, the ladies'
mutual
clubs,
aid societies.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There were all kinds of them, and they made sure that nobody starved to death.
And they've all gone away for the most part now at this point. All of the old
right.
organizations, they've dried up because most people think the government's going to, you know, they're handling
Not
it.
Not only that, but people are much poorer because they're paying so much in taxes to fund these welfare programs that aren't at all efficient. I mean,
I don't know. I don't think that there's that many poor people running around in the Western world. Now, I'm not over in Europe, and I don't know what it's like over there.
He's talking about everyone.
I'm just talking about myself.
People
I have
in
less
general,
money
middle
to give
class
to...
is poorer than middle classes have been
right.
in the past.
I have less money to give to charity because I'm paying so much in taxes
I
going to this
with that.
Inefficient welfare
And then
system.
There's the, I think the final point on privatizing, for lack of a better word, but or marketizing. How about that? Marketizing welfare is that then you finally get a choice.
Exactly.
Because today you don't have that option. Today you're forced
right,
by the government to pay for their lousy system.
I know that the welfare system stinks and I don't want to support it. I'm sure that the Salvation Army,
that doesn't mean you hate
Goodwill,
poor people.
And all kinds of organizations out there that I support on an annual basis. Now you can call me a greedy, nasty, selfish libertarian, but you're lying to yourself because I donate lots of money, time, and materials to these organizations because I happen to care what goes on with these people, and I know that the welfare system does not. The welfare system doesn't give a damn about male ex-convicts that get out, don't have a job, end up committing crime, harming society, harming themselves, and going back to jail. They don't care. The welfare system in America is aimed at people, women who have children.
Mm.
Ethnic women generally who have children. They don't care about the convicts who get out. So what does Goodwill do? What does the Salvation Army do? They focus on these guys. And these guys are a danger to everyone. You take a guy who's just gotten out of prison and is desperate, he's going to hurt somebody if he doesn't have some way of getting on his feet. That's why I support these organizations. Because the government doesn't. The government stinks at helping these people that desperately need your help. Welfare sucks.
I can't say it any better than that. 800-259-9231 to the phones. Ladies first. It's Christina in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to address the issue of family and politics, which you guys kind of talked about a couple weeks back.
Okay.
But it was at the end of the show, so I wanted to get into that more. Okay, so the background is, my mom has been calling my brother for at least a month now, just, you know, trying to see how he is, say hi, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't answer a caller back because of politics. He's
really?
A free marketeer. He's a free marketeer and lives a pretty unconventional lifestyle, which, you know, just by being a free marketeer kind of implies that anyway.
No. Does that mean that he, does he live out, like, in a trailer out in the high desert of California and grow his own food kind of thing? Or, I mean, what are we talking about unconventional lifestyle?
Well, I just mean, let's see, he lives by the virtue of selfishness by Ayn Rand,
uh-huh.
for instance.
Well, but how does it apply to his life?
Well, first
what's the strangest thing he does?
Okay, well, I should just say he doesn't believe in holidays, which is fine.
Okay.
He doesn't believe in birthdays and all that sort of
mm-hmm.
stuff. Christmas, which is, you know, a huge deal to my mother.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't, you know, come and do that sort of stuff with us either.
Is mom religious?
No, not at all, actually.
So Christmas is a huge deal, but she's not religious.
Well, right, but
she
you know,
wants her
Christmas,
family together on the holiday. That's all.
As a cultural sort, yeah, basically, that's what it is. And he does come by, but he doesn't participate in the gift exchange and
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. But anyway.
What, now, hold on.
So,
you can continue here in a moment, but I would sort of want to understand the ground, lay the ground plane here, whatever.
Okay.
So, your brother, that's your brother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your brother, why is he so cold towards your parents? I mean, were they mean to him at one point? Does he have an axe to grind? Is there something that he just completely... What's the issue between them that's keeping him away?
That's what I'm wondering, is that, for instance, on Mother's Day, I called him and I said, well, why don't you just give her a call, say hi, because she really misses you and she just wants to talk to you and say hi. And he's like, I don't know, what does that mean, she's my mother? He just, I don't know, he's so strange. strange about it like that. And I said, well, why don't you just call her? You know, she's still your mother. And then, like I said, he said, well, what does that mean? But anyway, so my point is...
Well, it means she had sex with your father several years ago. And,
you know, I have a friend, I have a friend who's just like this. And,
do you,
know,
you, Mark?
I do. And he's sitting across from me. And it's annoying as hell. You know, there's this poor lady out there in California that just wants to see her son in the holidays, just wants him to call, just wants him to spend a little time, and it's just so ridiculous to me. That,
yeah, but I have a legitimate gripe, Mark.
Well, your gripe is, and let's assume that there's some kind of parallel here. Your mother doesn't want to hear about your anarchist politics every minute of the time that she's spending with you.
I don't talk about it every minute of the time I
no,
spend with her.
No.
You wait
an hour or so, find an issue, crap blows up, everybody's mad, and then you leave. Yeah. God knows she wouldn't want to have that going on at Christmas.
Well, that's exactly what I was alluding to, because this is a huge part of my brother's life, so that they don't always argue about it. But of course... My mom's political, like, she didn't go to college, and she doesn't have the internet, she doesn't read the newspaper, she just watches TV, so of course what she knows about politics is being fed to her by the media. Now,
right.
With that in mind, I just want to, this isn't a trick question, but why do you guys have a radio show?
Why do we have a radio show?
Because we work hard?
Well, because you want to spread the message of liberty, right?
Well, because
it's one of the reasons.
We want to make money, and then you know, the side perk is we can spread the message of freedom.
Right.
Okay. So, well, that implies a lot of people don't really understand the concept of liberty. And
they don't.
You guys are sort of, right, you guys are sort of taking on the role of educators, in a sense.
You are correct about that. Let's continue discussing your issue. If you'll hold on, Christina, we will bring you back. 800-259-9231. Now, I can relate, and I'll talk more about my situation without Mark's bastardizing of it.
What?
800-259-9231, because I still talk to my mother, okay? There's still some communication going on. Mother's Day.
Congratulations.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle to...
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what that's all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month, and we will use that money to help promote the show, to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. And I'm telling you, it's working. I just got a call from a program director today out in California, and it's a 10,000-watt station. I guess we can announce this. There's always a chance that plans will change, but on Thursday afternoon,
okay,
at noon Pacific time in Santa Cruz, California. If you are out there, you should tune into KSCO. I believe it is 1060, because we're going to be doing a special one-hour edition of Free Talk Live just for their audience. And one of the reasons why that's happening is he happened to be looking at the – and this guy I've talked to before. Mm-hmm. I had already had some rapport with him, but what – what made him think about us and think to call me on this, to make this offer to us, is he was looking at our Talkers magazine ad at that time. And
well, that's why you have a magazine ad.
And he picked up the phone and called me. So, again, the reason why we have a half-page ad in Talkers magazine, the industry publication for talk radio, is because of our amplifiers, because of listeners like you sending in $3 a month on an automated basis. You don't even have to think about it once you sign up. It's any major credit card or PayPal. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. It's making a big difference for us getting on more stations and spreading the message of freedom and liberty. Now, speaking of spreading the message of freedom and liberty, a lot of people have a tough time doing it when it comes to their family members. And this happens with anything. I mean, anything you're trying to sell to family, whether it be a vacuum cleaner, right, or a Liberty, is always really difficult.
In the sales industry, we had a kind of a cool way to talk about it. We said, an expert is a guy from out of town.
Right.
That's the definition. Is the guy traveled here to talk to us about this particular subject, he must be an expert. So therefore, the opposite of that is an amateur, a dope, an idiot. And these people have known you all your life. They saw you wet your pants.
Yeah.
You can't possibly know more about politics than they do.
That's the attitude, and it can be very frustrating, especially because, well, you tend to care about these people. Mm-hmm. And when they continue to not want to hear what you have to say, that can be pretty off-putting. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Christina in California. Now, Christina, you were telling us that your brother is a self-described free marketeer. He lives away from your family, and he doesn't have any interest in contacting them. whether it's a holiday or mom's birthday or whatever the day is, he's pretty much a non-incommunicado, I suppose you could say, with your family. And so we were just sort of going through a line of questioning to try to understand better what the situation is. Would you say that he had at one point been around the family and tried to communicate his views to them, and they were rebuffed, and that is what made him angry? Is he angry at something?
I mean, I'm sure he's resentful because, I mean, my mom and my sister are kind of the people who, if it's not their views, they kind of blew him off. They would roll their eyes at him. Like, I don't think they rolled, like, their eyes at him to his face, but it was that kind of, I'm listening to you, but I'm not hearing it, you know?
Uh-huh. And patronizing.
And I'm kind of the only one who has absorbed what he's actually saying and, you know, realized there's a lot of validity in it. And so I think that's why he and I are still talking and so on. But I wanted to go on to say that he is actually a tutor. He's a tutor in a tutoring company. And he's an educator, right? And he's a teacher, and he's teaching these kids. And he's learning from these kids. And the thing is, granted, he's getting paid to do it. He doesn't give up on them. And I feel like he's kind of given up on my mom. And I don't think she's a lost cause at all. Because I just had a conversation with her last night, in which, of course, at the outset of the conversation, she said explicitly that Iraqis hate Americans because of our freedoms, which, you know, wasn't the case. But then, of course, I argued with her about it. And in the end, that wasn't what she meant at all. And so I really think you just have to have patience with her, and I don't think that he has had that. I almost feel like he said there's, like, always one issue with someone, and if you can reach them on that issue, then they'll really listen to you about everything else. And I feel like maybe he never even looked for that issue with her.
Right. What I've found with my parents is finding agreements is the best way. When I first discovered libertarianism or small government issues, I went up and wanted to spread it to my family and tell my parents about it. And
tell them the good news!
Exactly. I'm so excited about this, and I'm like, they're going to be so excited. And when I got that first, like, what are you talking about?
Right.
It created quite the fight, and so for quite a few family meals, get-togethers, all it would be is fighting. And after a while of doing that, I was like, I can't keep doing this. It's deteriorating the relationship I have with my family and my parents. Mm-hmm. And so what I started to do is listen to what Mark and Ian told people to do, is not argue, but find agreements, find places that you do agree, and look for connections within that. And that's what I've done, and it's actually not only helped the relationship with my parents, between me and my parents, but it's also helped them see the message, too. My mom keeps telling me she's getting scared because she's kind of recognizing the message of libertarianism in a way.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm scared. I'm starting to think that way. But it's really, I do it all from finding agreements and finding that common ground that inevitably everyone's going to have with someone on at least some of the issues.
So have you explicitly asked your brother what his issue is? Because that might be an important...
It's pretty much just that, like, when you were talking about your mom a couple weeks back at the end of the show, it was like, or friends that you say, I don't need friends like that, you know? It was sort of that mentality, like, I don't need someone in my life who's gonna not listen to me and tear me down and so on. Although, I really, she's not very active in tearing him down. She's just very stubborn with her ways.
This is such a tough situation because, you know, I can understand both sides of it. I understand the desire for a mom to want to be with her son, and at the same time, I also understand he's feeling rejected by his mother in this particular instance because she may not be.
How I feel.
I'm sorry. Imagine how you feel.
Imagine how I feel.
You feel like you're caught in the middle, right? And so you're trying to sort of be the referee here. You're trying to set things right. I wish you the best of luck in attempting to do that. Maybe he feels like he's been wronged in some way by her. If there's something that, you know, if your mother's willing to swallow her pride a little bit, and maybe they can both meet in the middle somewhere, if indeed he feels like she did something that offended him, perhaps she could apologize for that and, I don't know, maybe make the offer that she is willing to listen at least a little bit. That's what my mom did to me to get me back into the fold, and she lied. She didn't actually end up wanting to hear anything that I had to say, so I was pretty upset about that again. But I still talk to her just because, you know, she's mom, and there's still some semblance of obligation. I don't hate the woman. She's a nice lady. It's just that she's just not interested in what I have to say, so I'm not really that keen on talking to her. So there's some sort of a disconnect between the two of them, and if you can figure out what it is, and if they're both willing to work towards a solution, then I think you can see some progress. But if neither one of them is interested in hearing out what the other has to say, then I don't know if you're going to get anywhere with it, Christina.
I know. It's
I wish I could be more optimistic for you, but what I am curious about is what happens. And if you would, will you call us back and let us know?
Oh, definitely.
Mark, Toby, any other thoughts for Christina?
I just think that family is such an important thing in this world. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe not for any good reason. You know, maybe your mom's just your mom because she gave birth to you or whatever. But, you know, I really like being in a good, having a good relationship with my mom, and my relationship could have been better with my dad, and he's dead and gone, and there's absolutely nothing I'm ever going to do to be able to rectify that sort of bumpy relationship, some of the trouble that we had, and I wish I could. I think that, you know, everybody who's listening, including your brother, should do everything that they can to have a reasonably good relationship with their parents. You don't need to kiss their butts or anything like that. But it's probably worth your time to keep your mouth shut about politics a little bit while you're there. Maybe you can do some education on an issue and, you know, work on them. But you're not going to convert somebody overnight.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Mark. I'd like to stay in good touch with the family, and I think it is important just for most people anyways. And I'd just try to have them look for agreements. I mean, everyone agrees on some issues. Maybe it's not politics, but look for what people they do agree on and see if they can talk about that and avoid the big issues. So.
Is mom's food any good?
Sure.
That's one reason to actually show up, if the food's actually
good. Good homemade food is worth it.
And one other question. How old is this guy that we've been talking about?
I think he's 25, 26, okay. And right. Like 3 days or so.
Keep us up to date, okay, Christina? We appreciate you checking in with us on this, and let us know what happens. 1-800-259-9231. Thanks for the call. Hour two is on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.